Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, this is run by three different guys, and between the three of them, they have 80 years of ammunition purveying experience between the three of them, which means they constantly have a flow of ammunition coming in, because they definitely constantly have a flow of ammunition going out. They maintain their 50 million rounds that they try to keep within their 27,000 square feet at a ridiculous price. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by the folks from Texas Law Shield. We're going to talk about the stuff we normally talk about, which is just about everything, because they do a little bit more than just, you know, carrying a gun-related offenses. They've had to spread out because there's lots of gun-related offenses if you let the gun grabbers have their way. But coming out of Texas now, they're about to have open carry, and another thing they're about to have is going to be campus carry. The campus carry part of it is interesting because of this. Supporters say it's going to make college campuses safer by not preventing licensed gun owners from defending themselves and possibly saving lives should a mass shooting occur, a la Virginia Tech. We've had this happen before. We've had, in Texas, they've had mass slashings before as well. So, the opponents of this, though, say that this vision of safety is an illusion. And, of course, because that's being said, in wades the New York Times, trying to further its position as the United States paper of record. The opponents say that this is going to have a chilling effect on campus life. Professors said that they worry about inviting a student into their offices to talk about a failing grade if they think that student is armed. And Democratic lawmakers and some university leaders worry about increased security costs and the bill's effect on recruiting potential teachers and students from other states. You know, I was talking to Larry Pratt yesterday, and we talked about the shooting in Pennsylvania at the hospital in the gun-free zone, where a guy ignored the gun-free zone signs and likely stopped a mass shooting. You know, one of the things that strikes me about this is, for some reason, if you look at people, like I've had people come to me and say, well, Bill, your ex-military, Stanley McChrystal, thinks that there should be an assault weapon ban. Well, you know, most of the generals in the military don't think that soldiers should walk around armed. They don't think they should walk around armed. And there's a common theme to all of this. When you look at workplaces, they want to, they don't want you to be armed there either. Some shopping malls don't want you to be armed there either. Hospitals don't want you to be armed there either. And, of course, colleges don't want you to be armed there either. Now, there's one common thread that I see throughout all of this, and this is this idea that when you enter an area like a shopping mall or a military post or a college campus or a hospital, that somebody in that hospital thinks that you are now under their control. You fall under their purview. They can tell you what you can and cannot do. to a certain degree, that is correct. They can tell you, you know, like a, you know, you just can't walk into some patient's room under certain circumstances. Absolutely not. Like ICU and stuff like that. Can't do that. But, and that's okay. You can't go into the back door of a workplace or a retail center at the shopping mall. That's okay. But one other thing that is not in place with all of these perceived ideas and notions of control, which the New York Times apparently gives sway to. They give sway to this notion that when you walk into this place, you're under that control. If you walk in here, you're under this control. They put nothing out there for, you know, for let's take it with the gun grabbers parlance. You know, they say that, you know, people with guns are an issue. So, and the only people with guns should be cops. So why aren't they putting cops in place so that I don't have to worry about my own safety when I'm in one of these quote-unquote we have the ball places? We have control. We got the stick, you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm in charge. You are subservient. Lynn W. Tatum, professor of Baylor University in Waco, says the perception in academia will be that Texas is a free fire zone with yokels in the classroom packing heat. Those students that he's talking about are enrolled at Baylor right now, and he's calling them yokels. He's calling them yokels. These students, and you know what? Texas becomes one of eight states, joining Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Oregon, Utah, and Wisconsin, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. And just like every other thing they get out there, for some reason in Texas, they're going to go insane when they come carry a gun on campus. The gun carriers who don't go insane anywhere else, when they're on the campus or any of the college campuses in Texas, they're going to go insane. Although they don't do it in Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Oregon, Utah, or in Wisconsin. 19 others banned concealed weapons on campus, including California, Florida, New York, and 23 others, including Alabama and Arizona, leave the decision to the colleges or state board of regents. The bill was sort of a compromise because the private universities can opt out, and the public ones have to, they can designate parts of their campuses as gun-free zones. But, you know, gun carriers, their sanity does not change from zip code to zip code. It just doesn't happen. It does not happen. Believe me, it does not happen. There's nothing out there showing it happening. Admiral William McRaven is the chancellor of the University of Texas system. He's an opponent of the campus carry bill. Listen, military commanders are a lot of things, but one thing that they really like, and, you know, it pains me to tell you this because I am, you know, as a veteran, I love the time I spent. I love the colleagues I had. I love my platoon mates and everybody I ever served with. I love the idea. I loved what I did. But the commanders like being in control. They like, you know, when you're in the kind of control in the military, it doesn't have to make sense. They just say, because I say so. That's the way it works. And, you know, this he says, Admiral McRaven says, which he's not an admiral anymore. He's a chancellor. I'm a guy that loves my guns, and I have all sorts of guns. I just don't think bringing guns on campus is going to make us any safer. If you've ever been shot at, which I have, then you have an appreciation for what a gun can do. Yeah, there's so many admirals on the front lines. On ships. He makes it sound like he's been involved in a battleship fight. But, in addition to this, they got open carry as well. And open carry won't be allowed on a college campus, though. But now Texas joins the 44 other states that, you know, most of the states that allow open carry don't require a permit. And now you'll have to have a permit in Texas to open carry. But, hey, it's better than South Carolina, huh? Yeah. All right, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a place where, imagine walking into Warehouse 13 from, you know, where they, the TV show. 27,000 square feet. Nothing but ammunition and methods of moving ammunition about. From as far as the eye can see, pallets and pallets and pallets of ammunition. 50 million rounds. Can you even imagine what 50 million rounds looks like? 20 different handgun calibers, 22 rifle. Check them out. Not 22 caliber rifle, 22 different caliber of rifle ammunition. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Real quick, we got confirmation of this yesterday. I actually need to recognize all these guys. Like KDBD, I believe it is. I'd have to check that. I'll get back to that in just a second. But KZLS out of Oklahoma City, the Eagle AM 1640. Welcome. How's it going out there? Hope everybody came through the flooding very well. As best as you could. Surviving it, you know. Right now, you know, one of the things that I look at as far as the next election is if you look at coming from Bill Clinton forward, we're looking for somebody who isn't a geriatric. Not a septuagenarian or anything like that. Clinton, what was he? He was in his 40s. Obama was in his 40s. I think Bush might have been in his 50s. The presidential elections are trending more towards a younger person. When you look at the Democratic field, you got Hillary, who's what? She's going to be in her 70s, I think, by that time. And she's tanking in the polls. O'Malley, out of Maryland, he has 1% recognition. He's actually probably the youngest one running. And then there's Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders is not going to get it. And I'll tell you why. Now, Bernie Sanders is an avowed socialist coming out of Vermont. He conferences with the Democrats, however. He's a foe of deodorant choice. He doesn't like you to be able to choose too much of anything. And he's made it clear that he sees himself as the one true progressive running for the White House. But some people don't agree with him there. Like coming from Slate.com, which that's the website that you go to when you want to waste your time and look at a bunch of stupidity. But they do write things online, and Mark Joseph Stern wrote one little piece about that. He warned his liberal readers to beware the Sanders siren song. Before liberal Democrats flock to Sanders, they should remember that the Vermont senator stands firmly to Clinton's right on one issue of overwhelming importance to the Democratic base, gun control. That according to Stern. How bad is this? Well, according to Stern, it's pretty bad. His voting record paints a picture of a legislator who is both skeptical of gun control and invested in the interests of gun owners and manufacturers. This is all written by Stern in just, you know, breathless prose. In 1993, then Representative Sanders voted against the Brady Act, which mandated federal background checks for gun purchasers and restricted felons' access to firearms. Wait a minute, I thought we needed that now. Do we already have that? Okay, we'll come back to that later. As a senator, Sanders supported bills to allow firearms and check bags on Amtrak trains and block funding to any foreign aid organization that registered to tax Americans' guns. How dare he? Sanders is dubious that gun control could help prevent gun violence, telling one interviewer after Sandy Hook that if you pass the strongest gun control legislation tomorrow, I don't think it will have a profound effect on the tragedies we have seen. He has sensed... endorse some modest gun control measures. What a villain. What a liberal turncoat. Now, in reality, as Stern parenthetically conceded at the end of that very... He was wringing his hands. How do you write and wring your hands at the same time? Sanders has supported plenty of gun control measures, including intrusive background checks, sweeping federal bans on assault weapons. His one and only sin, though... or maybe virtue, is that he's slightly out of step with the anti-gun zealotry that's embraced by people like Stern. He comes from Vermont. In Vermont, if you were to ask them about voter ID, they would say, of course, we're against it. If you were to ask them about school vouchers and charter schools and letting the parents pick where their kids go to school, of course, we're against it. Guns, when you say gun control, they say, of course, we're against it. It's quite interesting just to talk to anybody from that place. Will that mild apostasy on gun control hurt his already slim chances at the Democratic primary? Most people probably aren't going to know about it. Because, you know, in the press you hear, Bernie Sanders, socialist. Most people aren't going to take a second look at him. Now, this does not mean that we as conservatives run out and embrace him. Because, we don't need to embrace anybody. We need to support somebody. But we don't ever need to blindly follow anybody ever again. I mean, hasn't everybody learned that by now? We don't need to blindly follow anybody. Our heroes that we sit out there and go, wow, look at this, and I can point out any, you name for me any one politician out there that you think is true blue, bleeding red, white, and blue, and I can point out to you where he's done things that most people would look at that and say, well, he's sort of sold out there. But all that notwithstanding, I found that interesting about Bernie, because I didn't know that. But when I thought about it, you know, he's come from Vermont. And Vermont has never, ever, not one day since our Constitution was signed and ratified. They have never, since that day, ever had a single law on the books regarding gun control that originates with Vermont. They do have the federal cutouts and the carve-outs and all the other stuff. But they don't have anything as far as state, as far as I know. You've never had to have a permit, ever. Not one day. It's pretty funny coming from there. And, and old Bernie, he's running afoul of these people, and now they've got Lincoln Chaffee, who's entered the race. That's a whole bunch of ho hum, Lincoln Chaffee. Wow, out of Rhode Island. Oh well, so uninspiring is the Democratic field, and it's beginning to look less and less like a coronation for Hillary. So it's good news for us, really. It is. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, they have this little rule they live by. If they put it on the website, that means it's in stock. That means that they have, that is a lot of attention to detail, folks. I mean, you just can't imagine. They have to keep their thumb on top of their inventory at all times, and they have to have that open line with the webmaster, who's probably in-house all the time, which is, believe me, not the usual thing. Most of the time, you're outsourcing for your webmaster. These guys have had to go the extra mile. And if it's on the website, that means it's in stock. And they guard that jealously. They make sure that that stays in force all the time. To go with their already crazy rapid shipping method and their already crazy pricing method. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There's one thing about liberals, per se, that I notice. Liberals have a really hard time with self-control. They can't keep from saying what they think. Okay? When Alex Jones, right here, he follows me later on today. He'll be coming up at, 11 a.m. Eastern. When Alex Jones was on the Piers Morgan show, and then Piers Morgan had some panel, and the liberals in the audience, or on the panel rather, said that Piers should have gotten AR-15s and shot Alex Jones. just for Alex Jones voicing his opinion, he should be shot. Piers Morgan has talked about people in the past about putting them all in a room and machine gunning all of them. Except he doesn't want anybody to have guns. It's okay to guard my L.A. home with guns. I don't want anybody to have guns. America, you have too many guns. You should be like my country, where we don't have guns. We have outrageous violent crime, but we don't have a lot of gun crime. Because we focus so much on gun crime, well, we don't have very much of that. But, they found another way, and I don't know what we do about that. But that's okay. That's beside the point. I'm against guns. They can't control themselves. So, I don't understand. There's a new dynamic that just came out this past weekend. There was this college professor using a pseudonym of Edward Schlosser. Schlosser. Something like that. It's a pseudonym, so it doesn't matter. I can say how I like. And he started posting up and writing articles on the website Vox. And he writes that modern progressive college students have become so militant, they're beginning to frighten their own like-minded professors. So, and why do I bring this up? I bring this up because if you look at all of your spree shooters that have been out there, these all have liberal ties in their background or in their time. James Holmes was an occupier. He's on trial right now, but he was in an Occupy movement protest somewhere. I don't remember where. Everybody else, Adam Lanza, his mother was a liberal. She voted. You know, when you look at this, the kid who shot up Arapahoe High, he was against guns, period. He was for gun control until he decided to be a spree shooter, and then he went and got a gun. So we now have this generation of higher education coming out who can't control themselves, who can't who can't maintain some semblance of civility to the degree that we don't know if they're going to get violent or not. I've seen video of Obama supporters pulling guns on people protesting Obama. Now, you just don't do that. You really just don't do that. That's not what you do. If you point a gun at somebody, there needs to be a really good reason for that. Or you're a criminal. If you don't have a good reason to point a gun at somebody, you are a criminal. A good reason to point a gun at somebody is if they're trying to hurt you, or somebody near you, or somebody you love, or if you witness them trying to kill somebody. That's a good reason to pull a gun. Pulling a gun on somebody that doesn't agree with you, that's never a good reason. I wouldn't do it. Edward Schlosser claims to have taught for 9 years and currently works at a mid-sized state college. And he says that over this time, students have decisively shifted to become so protected of their fragile emotions that defying their sensibilities can be suicidal for one's career. Guess what, Dr. Frankenstein and company? You guys did it. You should have read Mary Shelley's novel. Creating that doesn't mean you control it. If you'd simply taught your subject matter, you just would have remained bland. But no, we have to get into attitudes and political, philosophical outlooks and all this other stuff. A math teacher is not a math teacher anymore. An archaeology teacher is not an archaeology teacher anymore. Everything's got to have a little bit of a politicized agenda infused into it. Schlosser writes that things have changed since I started teaching. The vibe is different. I wish there was a less blunt way to put this, but my students sometimes scare me, particularly the liberal ones. Now notice that what he's saying is that the liberal ones, the unarmed liberal ones, are scaring him with their ideas. Now, if I'm a college professor and I'm in charge of something, and I've got a couple of students that don't agree with me, I would pull them to the side and say, "Okay, get out of my class. I'll get you reassigned to another class. Don't worry about it. You got it, baby. Good luck." I wouldn't sit there and let them intimidate me. Schlosser says he had a limited ability to confess his own political leanings in a class discussion. And he had no worries about exposing students to challenging texts and ideas if he thought it was appropriate for the class. Today, he says the danger is very real, especially for four professors who haven't received tenure yet. Doesn't... what it boils down to is now these guys are getting afraid to say what they want to say in front of their students because... That sounds like Equilibrium. Have you ever seen that movie with Christian Bale? Where the children are actually the ones that watch the adults in that one, which is exactly what you got happening here. They're watching the adults to make sure the adults are toeing the line. Schlosser says that this not only menaces professors, it also undermines the education of students. He says that students are no longer learning to challenge their own beliefs and, in fact, are learning to lash out at those who penetrate their ideological bubble. If you would leave that to their upbringing and to their parents, you don't need to challenge their beliefs. You need to teach them a subject. Not a concept, but a subject. 2 + 2 = 4. Teach that. Teach how to conjugate a verb. Teach how to write. Teach something that is actually there, that actually has a form and a substance and a structure. Not challenge their beliefs. This guy is basically what he's doing is he's confessing that they have created something that they don't know how to control. And you can bet your bottom dollar that this guy is simply the tip of the iceberg. He is simply the tip of the iceberg. All of these liberal professors are now enjoying a hostile relationship with their students, and that's funny to me. You created it. You made the bed. Sleep tight, buttercup. That's one of the things you got to expect this. You can't expect any better than this. Now think about how Edward Schlosser probably feels if he's teaching in Texas where now they have campus carry too. He just can't feel safe anywhere. Maybe the teacher's lounge. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm getting ready because I'm getting ready to start. I'm going to start running a different gun as my running gun, long gun. I'm going to be running the Fulton Armory M14 EDR. First of all, I have to find a rig for it, but one thing I'm going to need is going to be ammo, and I'm going to be getting that from AmmunitionDepot.com because they have a very good selection of 308. Very good quantity prices. Very good. Better than I can find anywhere around here local. That's why I'm going that route. Believe me, they are best at what they got, and I know that everything that I'm looking at when I look at their website is in stock, so I'm getting ready to order it. You'll see it coming up soon, AmmunitionDepot.com. Time and time again, we've been told that active shooters choose to attack certain places over others because their targets are either posted as gun-free zones or fall within the definition of a gun-free zone under federal law, like a school. The thinking that goes that these murderers choose their targets specifically because they would be target-rich environments where the shooter would face a low prospect of encountering resistance. But is that actually the way they think? That this we're appending a degree of rationality and logic to these folks when we do this, when we make this supposition. A rational and reasonable person wouldn't be considering such an attack in the first place, though, would they? Not a logical one. We should consider that those who carry out mass shootings are perhaps not thinking the same way the rest of us would. What applies to me and you as quote-unquote normal may not be anywhere near the way these people think. And that may be where part of the problem comes in when we try to understand them. I myself, if one of these guys is caught alive, okay, I understand that they probably need to be prosecuted and everything else. Once somebody goes on takes that path to slaughter innocent people, I think the best thing for society would be to blow them out of his socks. So that's just me thinking. This is why I'm not in charge of anything. You can look around and you can look for how much correlation you might find between school shooters and the schools they attack. One conclusion out there is that of all school shootings from 1980 to mid-2014, 83 to 91% of those shootings were committed by a person who had a personal connection to that particular school. They either currently attended it, were a prior student, were employed there, or the individual they wanted to kill worked there. Now, while every one of those shootings took place in the gun-free zone, there's no evidence to back up the commonly held assertion that these school shooters had chosen their target specifically because they were a gun-free zone. They were actually going after something they felt had aggrieved them. The gun-free zone part of it just seemed to work out in their favor. But part of the problem when you dig into something like this is that the shooters rarely, if ever, are going to explain their reasons. Frequently, they do die. They die in or immediately after the assault, either by police or by their own hand. And when they survive, you know, look at Jared Lee Loughner and James Holmes. How much talking do they seem to be doing? They aren't always saying, nor do they usually want to talk. Maybe they do choose their target because it was a gun-free zone, but if they did, they rarely say that, actually. There's no evidence on any killing that some people look into that shows that, in which the killer specifically gave their reasoning for choosing a target location because it was a gun-free zone. That doesn't mean that such evidence doesn't exist. It's just that, you know, up to this point, I mean, has anybody else seen this? A lot of it is supposition on a lot of places. Now, in the case of the Aurora movie theater shooting, we actually got some insight into the thought pattern that went into choosing the movie theater. James Holmes chose to attack this particular movie theater. And it's been repeatedly claimed in forums that the killer chose that particular Cinemark theater because it was posted as no guns allowed, and that the shooter drove past two closer non-posted theaters to target that one. But people have been digging into James Holmes's diaries, trying to get to the bottom of that question. And Greg Elifritz, he's one of them, and he found some very interesting information. And he has a great article out that I think may be in the, I don't know what it's in. He makes some excellent points and draws some well-reasoned conclusions. Holmes did not just snap. He didn't simply decide one day to order a bunch of ammo online and go on a killing spree, and he didn't choose that particular theater because it was posted no guns allowed. His plot was 10 years in the making. He considered several targets, including an airport. He rejected that because of security concerns and also because he thought the attack would be blamed on terrorism, and that was not the message he was wanting to send. So he settled on a movie theater, but then he had to figure out how to choose which one. So, looking at his diaries, you know, if you ask the question, did he choose that one because no guns were allowed, and, you know, the ones on the way didn't have those signs, there's no evidence in his diary that he wrote with his twisted mind that he chose it for that reason. He chose the Aurora Theater because in this particular theater he selected, they had an exit into a rear parking lot that was isolated and had limited visibility. That theater also had easy access from the outside and a minimal number of exits. He also noted that doors could easily be locked or chained to prevent escape. He rejected theaters that were in the front of the complex, those that were more visible, and those that had numerous exits. Now, that's interesting because I used to, you know, when I used to go into a building, I would look around and I'd say, there's exits here, here, and here. And I would know, I could tell just by what was around them, whether these went outside or into another part of the building. Light is a good giveaway. He was looking at this with the same sort of eye. Now, I say this because it doesn't really serve us to repeat a false narrative based upon supposition. Because we're talking about a process that was in a killer's head. We're trying to get out there and logically apply the way we think to the way somebody like he does. Elifert says, as all of us who are gun rights advocates want to believe that this was yet another example where restrictive carry policies made a particular target very palatable for the killer. But this wasn't the case. It's important not to let our personal feelings or hunches replace the facts in cases like this. In the ever-present debate against the anti-gunners, we have the facts on our side. We need to stick to the truth and the facts we know so that we can retain credibility in the debate. One of the things that is still true is that this happened in a gun-free zone and nobody had a gun to fight back. Apparently, he chose this particular place because he could pry open a door get outside and get all his stuff and come back in the door that he had left ajar. That's why he did it. Still a gun-free zone, still a place where nobody could defend it. But apparently it was more about the logistics of the building and the structure of the building that led him to attack that particular theater than the gun-free zone part of it. We need to keep emotion and personal feelings and hunches out of what we throw out there. We need to come with only facts because that is the way we win. Gunfighting and self-defense and advocacy is a cold topic, and you have to pursue it as such. You can't get out there and allow yourself to get so invested in it that it becomes part of your ego, like the gun grabbers do. They get out there and pound their chest and tout what they've done. You know, if GOA does something like that, they send out an email and say thanks, and then they're moving on to the next thing. They never sit back and get comfortable in a nice overstuffed chair. They're always on their feet. They're always moving. As do a lot of, you know, Firearms Coalition. They're doing the same thing. NRA, they do the same thing in a lot of ways. Second Amendment Foundation, they do the same thing in a lot of ways. All of them have their faults. All of them have their strong points. Nobody seems to sit around just wanting to pat themselves on the back. The gun grabbers do it because they're all jacked up with emotion. We don't need to be that way. Coming up next from Texas / U.S. Law Shield will be Edwin and I think Michelle today. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.